Welcome back to Radio Africa. We now have in the studio Alfred Makura, who is actually an intern in the Department of Pathology, and he's been focusing on HIV and hepatitis, co-infection and liver function profiles, and molecular characterization of hepatitis B. Welcome, Mr. Alfred Makura.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Welcome, Mr. Henry.
Thank you very much.
Tell us briefly about what you're actually doing.
Okay. I've been working on the prevalence of HIV and hepatitis B co-infection and also molecular characterization of hepatitis B among HIV positive patients. We're attending our OI clinics at Harare Hospital and the other one in Chiparenyato group of hospitals. So we determined the prevalence of HBV and we found that about 6.4% of those patients were positive for hepatitis B. Then we also did some liver function profiles where we were testing for particular enzymes that are found in the liver. So we tested for aspartate aminotransferase, we tested for gamma glutamate transferase, we tested for alanine transferase. So these are the enzymes that we're determining. And we found that most of the patients actually have some, they had liver disease. And also, after doing that, we had to do some molecular characterization of HBV in those who tested positive for HBV. And we managed to do about 17 samples for molecular characterization. And molecular characterization is whereby we'll be determining some particular genotypes of hepatitis B. And we found that of these genotypes, genotype A was the most prevalent among the HBV genotypes that we found. Molecular characterization actually helps us to help patients come up with the good options in terms of therapeutic options that would help to treat them hepatitis B. So generally, that is what I was doing.
All right. So what were your findings and recommendations from all the research you've done?
Thank you. That's a good question. We found that 6.4 of the patients had hepatitis B. But also among these patients, about 78.2% were also once infected with the hepatitis B. They had markers for which actually shows that these patients were once infected. Then this means that HBV vaccination is actually not optimal in Zimbabwe. So I would advise our policymakers to take this into consideration, like optimizing HBV vaccination and screening in the general population, and also probably to vaccinate the HIV-positive patients against HBV, depending on their CD4 count. And also HBV screening should form part of the routine testing that are done in HIV-positive patients, since we found 6.4 is actually a big number. Yeah, so...
Thank you very much, Mr. Alfred Makura and Mr. Henry. You want to ask one final question?
One final question. Okay. So I want to say that if you are going to further your studies, how are you going to train maybe the younger people behind to maybe if you come into maybe to be in the teaching sector, how would you train them better?
Okay. What I'm doing right now, I'm working towards my master's in molecular medicine, which is also known as human genetics. So what I really want to do is maybe to engage the youngsters who are still doing the undergrad and teach them the importance of human genetics, and also maybe to teach them some new techniques that I would have learned from my master's.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alfred Makura, Mr. Henry, for being with us in this segment. We're actually looking at what Mr. Alfred Makura is doing. He's an intern in the Department of Pathology, and he's been focusing on HIV and hepatitis co-infection and liver function profiles and molecular characterization of hepatitis B. We'll now take a short break. Do stay with us.